This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In the West Bank and on the Gaza Strip, voters are gearing up for a new era in Palestinian politics. Tomorrow, they choose Yasser Arafat's successor in the first Palestinian election in 8 years. NPR's Julie McCarthy was in the West Bank today and has this preview of Sunday's vote.
Interim leader Mahmoud Abbas is virtually guaranteed victory in the field of seven candidates. In this short campaign, he's caught the mood of an electorate enthusiastic about choosing the leader of the Palestinian Authority for only the second time. Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, has taken to the role of presidential candidate with a kind of gusto that few thought he had in him. A reserved man, he's roused large crowds of followers from the main political group, Fatah. He tells boisterous supporters the barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank will not bring it security. Only peace will, he says. Abbas invokes Yasser Arafat, but the new head of the Palestine Liberation Organization is also determined to set his own direction. He advocates an end to the armed resistance against Israel. This leader in waiting is the bookish founding member of Fatah, who studied Israeli history at a time when his comrades were brandishing guns. Public opinion polls show a majority of Palestinians believes Abbas offers the best chance for a settlement. Ramallah resident Fatma Nasser says she looks to Abbas to help restore the simple pleasures of life that have been lost in the past 4 years of the Palestinian uprising against the Israeli occupation.
I would like for us to live in peace. I would like for me personally to be able to be mobile. I have not been out of Ramallah for the last 4 years. I would like to see myself getting in my car and going to Jerusalem, going to Nablus, Tul Karim, Jenin. I would like to enjoy my weekends. I would like to live a normal life in peace.
But a sizable minority of the electorate sees Abbas as the old guard, who cannot be counted on to sweep clean the political establishment of the corruption that festered under Arafat. Human rights campaigner Mustafa Barghouti, a medical doctor, is their man. Barghouti has used his campaign to challenge the series of roadblocks and closures in the occupied territories that Israel says are necessary to protect its security. In his platform, Barghouti calls for an international peace conference.
And ask the big question, where did the peace process go? Why did it get out of the international law and legitimacy? And why did we end up in this terrible situation?
English teacher, 26-year-old Ruba Abdel Karim Hassan, says she'll vote for Barghouti, but like many Palestinians, expresses apprehension about the future. Hassan says the armed struggle will be difficult to end, and she admits to feeling powerless to change much of anything.
Every day you have to tell yourself, it's going to be fine, and nothing happened. And maybe in 1 minute you don't believe in anything at all, anything. You just throw all beliefs behind, and that's it.
After the votes are counted, Mahmoud Abbas is expected to emerge the winner, with the expectation that he can revive dormant Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. An Israeli writer in the newspaper Yediot Aharonot said this week, Mahmoud Abbas is an optimistic man in a pessimistic situation. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.